Welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Kim and Mike Burge, your hosts today, and we have a lot of good stuff.
Well, the dates are here for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana, and you're invited to the Josh Turner concert May 16th. They'll be getting that underway in Mile City, of course. And for all the information you need about this, go to buckinghorsesale.com. May 17th, 18th, and 19th, coming up this weekend, the first day of the big events in the Bucking Horse Sale with Mutton Bustin' and a much, much more there. On Saturday, the trade show, the rodeo grand entry, wild horse races, and more. So all of that at the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, Mile City, Montana. Go to buckinghorsesale.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue, Continuous Knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com.
Where can you find a Quiet Trails International site? Well, in the Northern Hemisphere, the first one is in Cherry County, Nebraska, and it's only the second one in the world, on the scenic Niobrara River. Visit valentine.com to find out more information. Come to Merritt Reservoir in the International Dark Skies, the first in Nebraska, the home of the Nebraska Star Party. It's all online and 50 things to do in Cherry County. Visit valentine.com. Kim, what do you have for us on the good stuff?
I've got a cute little story. My aunt's neighbor in New York had a beautiful black cat named Felix, who spent his days outside and came indoors at night. One cool October evening, he disappeared. The neighbor searched for him in vain for several days. The following spring, however, Felix reappeared looking healthy and clean. She figured he'd been out sowing his wild oats. Everything was back to normal until that autumn when Felix disappeared again. The next spring, he returned. Perplexed, my aunt's friend began asking neighbors to try to figure this out. Finally, she rang the bell of an older couple who lived down the street. "A black cat?" the woman said. "Oh, yes. My husband and I hated to see him out in the cold, so we bought a cat carrier. We take him to Florida with us every winter."
Well, you know how I like my top 10 list.
You do indeed.
I have the top 10 signs you may not be reading your Bible enough.
Okay, let's bring it on.
Number 10, the preacher announces the sermon is from Galatians, and you check the table of contents.
Could be a clue.
Number 9, you think Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob may have had a few hit songs during the 60s.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign.
Number 8 sign that you may not be reading your Bible enough, you open to the Gospel of Luke and a World War II savings bond falls out.
That would be quite a surprise.
Number 7, your favorite Old Testament patriarch is Hercules.
Oh.
Not going to find that there.
Yeah, not going to pass that test.
Number 6, a small family of woodchucks has taken up residence in the Psalms of your Bible.
That's embarrassing.
That's bad. Number 5 on the list of top 10 signs you may not be reading your Bible enough, you become frustrated because Charlton Heston isn't listed in either the concordance or the table of contents.
Oh, yep, that's not good.
Number 4, catching the kids reading the Song of Solomon, you demand, "Who gave you this stuff?" Number 3 on the list, you think the minor prophets work in the quarries.
Uh-oh.
Number 2, you keep falling for it every time when pastor tells you to turn to the first condominiums.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And the number 1 sign you may not be reading your Bible enough, the kids keep asking too many questions about your usual bedtime story, Jonah and the Shepherd Boy and his Ark of Many Colors. Might have a few things overlapping there.
Time to turn back to the good word.
Top 10 signs you may not be reading your Bible enough. I don't know where those came from, but I liked them, so we shared them.
And they are funny. Okay, Mike, I've got some things, but I think they're too long. We're going to have more good stuff for later. How's this sound? Wise business quote. A successful executive in business is one who can delegate all the responsibility, shift the blame, and appropriate the credit.
Oh, they actually appropriate the credit. I thought maybe they'd take all the credit.
Yeah. Nope. They appropriate all the credit. And anyone who thinks the customer isn't important should try doing without him for a period of 90 days. I challenge anyone to do that.
That would hurt. Folks, thanks for listening to your local radio station, and thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.